Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Tuesday, the 23rd of July 2024 is Empire of the Sultans. Empire of the Sultans, Ottoman art of the Kahlili collection was a 1995-2004 touring exhibition displaying objects from the Kahlili collection of Islamic art. Around 200 exhibits, including calligraphy, textiles, pottery, weapons, and metalwork, illustrated the art and daily life of 6 centuries of the Ottoman Empire. Many of the objects had been created for the leaders of the empire, the sultans. 2 of the calligraphic pieces were the work of sultans themselves. In the 1990s, the exhibition was hosted by institutions in Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and Israel. It visited 13 cities in the United States from 2000 to 2004, a period when Islam became especially controversial due to the September 11th attacks and the subsequent wars in the Middle East. Critics described the exhibition as wide-ranging and informative. They praised it for showing beautiful artworks, naming the calligraphy in particular, and for presenting a fresh view of Islam. Catalogues were published in English and French. The Ottoman Empire lasted from the 13th century until 1922 and, at its peak, had territory in 3 continents, Asia, Europe, and Africa. In 1516 and 1517, it took over Mecca, Medina, and Jerusalem, the holiest cities of Islam. Although officially an Islamic state, the empire was culturally diverse and multilingual, including Christians and Jews as well as Muslims. Through the history of the Ottoman Empire, its rulers, the sultans, were patrons of the arts. At the capital Constantinople, they created institutes to train and organize architects and artists, establishing distinctive Ottoman styles of architecture, manuscript illustration, and design. The Ottomans developed distinctive styles of Islamic calligraphy, improving its practice for nearly 500 years. In the 19th century, it was routine for the sultans themselves to be trained in calligraphy. During the 16th century reign of Suleiman the Magnificent, the empire reached its greatest extent. Suleiman and his successors used their wealth to build the Topkap Palace and other buildings in Constantinople, including large mosque complexes decorated inside with architectural inscriptions. For much of its history, Islamic sacred art has been characterized by Anachronism, a prohibition against depictions of living beings. Islamic cultures and time periods differed in how they interpreted this, either as applying narrowly to religious art or to art as a whole. Islamic artists compensated for the restrictions on figurative art by using decorative calligraphy, geometric patterns, and stylized foliage known as arabesque. Sir Nasser David Kahlili is a British-Iranian scholar, collector, and philanthropist who has assembled the world's largest private collection of Islamic art. The Kahlili collection of Islamic art spans the time period from 700 to 2000 and includes religious artworks and decorative objects as well as those with secular purposes. Empire of the Sultans was the first exhibition drawn entirely from this collection and the first major exhibition at the School of Oriental and African Studies Brunei Gallery. Some of its objects had never before been put on public display. The exhibition's curators were J.M. Rogers, the collection's honorary curator, and Nalin Asar, its acting curator and registrar. More than 200 objects were on display, covering 6 centuries of the Ottoman Empire. These exhibits fell into 4 sections. In the Service of God displayed texts including the Quran as well as furniture and ornaments for decorating mosques. Sultans, soldiers and scribes included armor, banners, and documents relating to the administration of the empire. Arts and crafts included metalwork, textiles, glass, and ceramics. Finally, books, paintings and scripts included manuscript paintings, calligraphic works, tools associated with calligraphy, and book bindings. Most objects in the exhibition bore some form of calligraphy. Some venues had listening stations that let visitors listen to music from Ottoman Turkey and hear stories in Arabic and English. At Brigham Young University, carpenters recreated facades of Turkish mosques. The religious manuscripts included 32 calligraphed Qurans or Quran sections. These included the work of notable calligraphers including Ahmed Kararasari, Sheikh Abdullah, Hafiz Osman, and Muzdafa Izzet Effendi. Other literary works included the Masnavi of Rumi and the Dalail al-Qirat, a collection of prayers. Wooden roundels, painted with Quranic quotes or the names of the Islamic prophet Muhammad and of the first caliphs, had been used to decorate mosques. Similar decorative calligraphy was embroidered on silk or satin textiles, including a black satin panel from a covering for the door of the Kaaba. Mosque furnishings on display included candlesticks and decorative door fittings in brass or copper. There were Qibla compasses used to find the direction of Mecca for prayer and astrolabe quadrants for telling the time for prayer from the rising of stars. The armor on display included helmets, chainmail shirts, and a 15th century war mask. These were mainly forged from iron or steel. Some of this armor was for horses, chamfrons which protected their faces and also served an ornamental purpose. A cotton talismanic shirt was decorated with Quranic quotations, prayers, and the 99 names of God. Weapons on display included daggers, swords, and flintlock guns, many with inscriptions and fine decorative patterns created by damascening, inlaying gold and silver wires into a metal surface. The daggers and swords included the earliest surviving example of a curved Islamic sword upon which was engraved the name of Baybars, a 13th century Mamluk sultan. The Ottomans took this from Egypt and added gold damascening. Military banners bore the names of God and Muhammad along with prayers and invocations. An image distinctive to Ottoman banners was Zulfikar, the two-bladed sword that Muhammad is said to have taken at the Battle of Badr. A section of one such banner was included in the exhibition. The documents included grants of land and income. As official proclamations of the Sultan, these used highly ornate, stylized calligraphy and incorporated the Sultan's tagra, an elaborate monogram that was their official seal. The display included tagras of Suleiman the Magnificent, Salim II, Murad III, Ahmed I, Mehmed IV, Abdul Hamid I, and Abdul Mesud I. Two manuscripts told histories of the sultans, illustrated with portrait paintings. The third section included metalwork, pottery, jade, and textiles. The domestic metalwork objects were made of silver, brass, or gilt copper. The textiles, from the 16th and 17th centuries, included rugs and woven silk lampas panels from locations around the Ottoman Empire. In the late 16th century, the Ottomans used Isnik pottery, with its bold colors on white, to decorate imperial palaces and mosques. Several examples from Isnik were included in the exhibition, including tiles, dishes, and vases. Other pottery on display included fruitware dishes from Syria and a set of 12 fruitware bowls made in 1860, each inscribed in Arabic with imperial chamber and a gift for His Excellency Abraham Lincoln. The curators were not able to establish why or where this gift was made for Lincoln, beyond that the inscriptions suggest they were made in Turkey. A 16th or 17th century tile panel, 207 by 112.5 centimeters, 6.79 feet × 3.69 feet, bore two calligraphed statements of faith, suggesting it was made to decorate a mosque. The final section of the exhibition included calligraphic works, manuscript paintings, decorative book bindings, and tools used by calligraphers. The calligraphic works included single panels, albums, and inscriptions on leaves. Among their scribes were notable calligraphers such as Sheikh Hamdullah, Mahmoud Jalaluddin Effendi, and Mehmed Sabki Effendi. The exhibition had calligraphy panels by two sultans, Abdul Majid I and Mahmud II. One type of calligraphic work special to Islam is the hilai, a description in words of the qualities of Muhammad or other prophets of Islam. On display were several examples of hilais. Some of these followed a standard pattern with main text inside a central medallion and additional names and quotations in surrounding panels. Others had unconventional layouts or textual inclusions. Among the paintings and drawings were portraits from poetry manuscripts, painted within elaborate decorative borders, and two examples of the Saz style which combines fantastical foliage and creatures. The exhibition traveled to a total of 16 venues in 4 countries. Some venues put on special events, including performances of Turkish music, film viewings, lectures, and demonstrations of calligraphy. Musée Rath, Geneva, Switzerland, July to September 1995. Brunei Gallery, School of Oriental and African Studies, University of London, UK, July to October 1996. Israel Museum, Jerusalem, Israel, December 1996. June 1997. 13 venues were in the United States, the first time an exhibition from the Carlili Collections had been held in North America. Society of the Four Arts, Palm Beach, Florida, February to April 2000. Detroit Institute of Arts, Detroit, Michigan, July to October 2000. Albuquerque Museum of Art and History, Albuquerque, New Mexico, October 2000, January 2001. Portland Art Museum, Portland, Oregon, January to April 2001. Asian Art Museum of San Francisco, California, August to October 2001. Bruce Museum of Arts and Science, Greenwich, Connecticut, October 2001, January 2002. Milwaukee Art Museum, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, February to April 2002. North Carolina Museum of Art, Raleigh, North Carolina, May to July 2002. Museum of Art, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, August 2002, January 2003. Oklahoma City Museum of Art, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, February to April 2003. Frist Center for the Visual Arts, Nashville, Tennessee, May to August 2003. Museum of Arts and Sciences, Macon, Georgia, August to November 2003. Frick Art and Historical Center, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, November 2003, February 2004. Critics described Empire of the Sultans as broad and informative. Reviewing the Geneva exhibition for the Financial Times, Susan Moore observed that no other single collection outside Istanbul has the range of material to put on such a wide-ranging overview of Ottoman culture. She identified its main achievement as showing how the Ottoman world was affected by its conquest of other territories. The Middle East magazine said the Brunei Gallery offered a beautifully curated show that cleverly illustrates how art was an integral part of Ottoman daily life. The Columbian concluded from the Portland exhibition that Nasreddin Khalili's collection of Islamic art treasures is so extensive it nearly brings the Ottoman Empire to life. The New York Times described his treasure trove of a show at the Bruce Museum as having an impressive sweep. Critics praised the beauty of the exhibited artworks. The Albuquerque Tribune described Empire of the Sultans as a stunning exhibit of treasures of the Ottoman Empire whose 225 objects are simply breathtaking. Reviewing for the San Francisco Chronicle, David Bonetti found all the objects at least interesting and the best gorgeous, naming the carpets and ceramics as highlights. For the Capital Times, Kevin Lynch described the Milwaukee exhibition as a serenely gorgeous show and a must-see for those who want clarity in these troubling times. In his review of the year for 2002, Lynch named Empire of the Sultans as the fourth best visual arts event. Reviewing the London exhibition for The Times, John Russell Taylor found it a pity that some of the most interesting objects shown in Geneva had been excluded from the Brunei Gallery, usually for lack of space, but said that the somewhat reduced display still included many real gems of significant art. The calligraphy, in particular, attracted praise. The Associated Press wrote that its beauty could be appreciated even by visitors who do not understand Arabic writing. Alan Riding in the New York Times described the calligraphy from the later years of the Ottoman Empire as works of extraordinary delicacy. In the Oklahoman, John Brandenburg named the calligraphy section as the strongest part of the exhibition, saying that the magnificent blend of art and science as well as military and cultural history may require more than one visit to take in. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution highlighted the superb calligraphy as well as wonderful miniature paintings. Empire of the Sultans was described as showing Islam in a way that contrasted with existing prejudices and with current media coverage. Describing the Brigham Young University exhibition as a part decorative art extravaganza, part cultural history lesson, the Salt Lake Tribune praised it for sharing the artistic culture of the Islamic world at a time when news mentions of Islam were dominated by war in the Middle East. The U.S. Senator John Edwards said of the North Carolina exhibition in 2002, "Since September 11, Americans have been asking more questions about Islam and Islamic cultures in general. The Museum of Arts exhibition offers opportunities to enhance our understanding of Islam's rich and varied cultural history, as well as the events happening today." The New Statesman recommended an unmissable exhibition that showed Ottoman culture on its own terms rather than following Western preconceptions. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette saw the exhibition as an alternative both to the way Islam was being portrayed in news reports and to a romanticized view of the Arabic world as mysterious and distant. A catalogue by J.M. Rogers was first published in both English and French in 1995 to coincide with the exhibition at the Musée Rath in Geneva. This included color photographs of 203 exhibited objects. Updated English editions accompanied the Brunei Gallery exhibition in 1996. Fourth and fifth editions of the catalogue were produced for the United States tour, including 226 objects. Rogers, J. M., 1995. Empire of the Sultans, Ottoman Art from the Collection of Nasreddin Khalili. Geneva, Musée d'Art d'Histoire. ISBN 1-898-592-047. OCLC 34,380,041. Rogers, J. M. 1995. L'Empire des Sultans, La Ottoman Danse, La Collection de Nasser de Khalili, in French. Geneva, Musée d'Art et d'Histoire. ISBN 9,782,830,601,190. OCLC 716,306,659. Rogers, J. M. 1996. Empire of the Sultans, Ottoman Art from the Collection of Nasser de Khalili. London, Azimuth ed. ISBN 9,781,898,592,075. OCLC 475,490,537. Rogers, J. M. 2000. Empire of the Sultans, Ottoman Art of the Khalili Collection, 4 ed. London, Noor Foundation. ISBN 9,780,883,971,321. OCLC 471,619,620. Rogers, J. M. 2000. Empire of the Sultans, Ottoman Art of the Khalili Collection, 4 ed. London, Noor Foundation. ISBN 9,780,883,971,321. OCLC 471,619,620. Official page on Khalili Collection site. Official video from the Israel exhibition. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1 o'clock UTC on Tuesday, the 23rd of July 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Empire of the Sultans. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Nicole.